News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now it's 13 minutes past seven. The government has failed to adequately address the issue of the cost of electricity. That is the view of Conor Skehan, Sunday Independent columnist, who joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Conor. You're not coming at this solely from the position of this is costing individual consumers loads of money, although I know you do touch on that. But you're more concerned about what high energy costs mean to us to some extent as a country. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, absolutely. The really important thing is to keep focusing on the fact that we're a manufacturing economy that exports. That's what we do. And the work that we do means we compete on the best terms we can with the whole rest of the world. So the problem in all that is that one of the big, huge costs of manufacturing is energy, electricity in particular. And you step back and you look at it and realise that Ireland is consistently ranked as one of the three most expensive places in all of Europe for electricity. Denmark, Germany and ourselves, we swap positions. And it's an extraordinary own goal to have. And it goes unremarked upon and unfixed by anybody. So there was a big task force recently that reported about what it was going to do to make infrastructure, which includes electricity, happen faster. But nowhere in it was mentioned having it become more affordable. And until we start recognising that, and a lot of people that I deal with in industry, it's the first thing they say every time they go in front of a minister is, why is our electricity so expensive?
And that is the question I was going to ask you next. Why is our electricity so expensive?
It's a combination of things. We've made a whole bunch of choices, each one of which was never questioned by anybody. Energy and energy markets are really complex things to deal with, but we piled rule upon rule upon rule on ourselves. And we've also taken on alternative and renewable and climate targets that are frankly unaffordable. And having something that's not affordable isn't an option. It's a terrible thing to do to yourself. And not only have we done it now, but we've locked ourselves into a future where we're saying we're going to have massive offshore wind energy projects without anybody happening to mention that they are 4 to 6 times more expensive per unit of electricity that comes ashore. So we've locked ourselves into being more expensive.
Not 4 to 6%, 4 to 6 times, 4 to 600% more expensive.
Exactly.
And we keep hearing, you see, about these offshore wind farms and how we need them sooner, faster, better, immediately.
Yep. Yes.
But and that we're the Saudi Arabia of wind. But you're saying, I mean, Saudi Arabia, oil is cheap if you're in Saudi Arabia. People barely pay tax in Saudi Arabia because they don't need to because they have these huge resources in terms of oil. Are you saying that our wind resources won't reap benefits for us in the same way here?
Ever. Never. No. That's the problem. I mean, making somebody believe that they're entitled to something that is unaffordable is a dreadful thing to do to somebody. Promising somebody that you can have something that you can't afford, it's worse than abuse. And it's a mistake we're making across an awful lot of facets.
And so how, in your view, why have we ended up in this position? Is it ideologically driven or what's going on that has created what you're describing?
You're absolutely correct. It's completely ideologically driven.
As in from the Green Party, are you saying that kind of thing? That because
we've
decoupled ourselves from the notion of fossil fuels, which a lot of people would say is a good thing?
Absolutely. It completely is. But the point is, we can all have aspirations and ideologies until somebody is asked to foot the bill. And committing ourselves to policies that we can't afford is an awful thing to do. And this is the question nobody's asking. Can we afford to do this? I mean, God almighty, last week, as I was pointing out, the huge car manufacturing plant that Volkswagen have had for nearly 90 years in Dresden was shut down. It's gone. Because the German economy went down the same way. A whole bunch of really ideologically driven, terribly high-minded, virtuous policies that were unaffordable.
Are we like the boiled frog, Conor, that we keep making little decisions one after another that are incrementally pushing us in directions that ultimately don't make economic sense? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, there was a brilliant journalist back in the 1950s and 60s, and he had this phrase in his book, no one shouted stop. And nobody's doing it. Nobody's questioning it. And if you do question it, there's often a case of people making ad hominem attacks on you for saying something that appears to contradict values and opinions. They hold very closely, but they've become almost uninterrogatable. You're not allowed to ask the question.
All right. A last question for you, Conor. What is our alternative? What can we do if this is the right thing to do, to call stop or to call halt to all of this? What are our alternatives?
Our alternatives are scrutiny and vigilance. The expression that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Every single solitary decision we make in government has got to be asked, with energy and housing and a whole bunch of things, are we closer to or further from being able to afford this?
All right. Look, we will leave it there. But thank you very much for coming on and joining us on that this morning. That is Conor Skeane, their Sunday Independent columnist. I'd love to know what people think about that. I do think Conor's article really interesting, because I was talk and discuss energy all day long here on the show. But I was unaware that it was going to cost us 600% more than other types of energy, offshore wind. Let us know what you think this morning. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.